book of Ezekiel. And this is the question. Can these bones live? You know, this is one of the greatest questions God ever asked someone in the Bible. This question is interesting. Not only does it need an answer, this question was a test, too. And, you know, it's not only a test for Ezekiel, because the answer would have tested where his faith was. It's a question for us today. Can these bones live? I ask you tonight. You know, bones are hidden, and they're hidden from us, and they seem insignificant until we break one. I remember when I was 10 years old, my twin brother and I went to St. Mary's School. They had a big slide out there, one of those steel ones go way up. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And this kid was chasing us with a stick, and I went up there and went down first. And my twin brother was kind of scared of this kid, and he got up at the top and fell off the top, hitting his elbow on the concrete and shattering it in like five places. You know, we don't often think about bones until something's wrong with them. But you know, God said to Ezekiel, is it possible for these bones to live? Bones need life to do their function. You know, I also, when I was in high school, I was painting bridges for the county. And I was on a ladder in a dry riverbed up, painting it, and the ladder went out from under me. And I fell back and shattered my wrist. You know, you don't really appreciate bones until something's out of place. I want to talk tonight, can these bones live? Ezekiel chapter 34, if you would turn there tonight. Hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many in an open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Interesting here, before we go on, that God has to bring us, the church, to the place where in ourselves we know we can't figure it out. We don't know how to take the move of God to the next level. And he's asking us, can these bones live? Well, Lord, maybe if we just do this or redecorate the church, it'll happen. Ezekiel came to the place where God's bringing us today. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. I can't go on what happened yesterday. Even reading books about revival in the 1800s, great, wonderful, but thou knowest, O Lord. And I look around today, and I see dry bones everywhere. And it's interesting, because in the book of Luke, chapter 11, 24, Jesus says, when demons have left, they walk in dry places. Demons are after you and I to make you dry. Because when we are dry, we are open to his temptations. When a life is dried out, when a life has no life, demons seek that life. Jesus said they walk in dry places. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God is never without a remnant. God is never without people who are going to believe him to put together a powerful, wonderful church full of joy and peace and love and fruitfulness. Can these bones live? Yes. Ezekiel, or God said to him. And I love this. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say to them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you. What we need in the world today is the breath of God. We need the breath of God, the same breath that was breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. Oh, you dry bones, hear the word. word of the Lord, I'll cause breath to enter into you. And I love this. And you shall live. How many believe that God's into living, not dying? How many believe that God is into life and not death? And I will lay sinews upon you and bring you up, bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. You shall know that I did this. You shall know it's not by our cleverness, but I did it. So I prophesied as I was commanded. How many know it's good to be obedient to the Lord? How many know that obedience is still better than sacrificing the hearken than the fat of rams? I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. Hallelujah. A lot of people are wondering what's happening in the church world, what's happening, what's going on. God says right now there's a noise, but something's coming after the noise. What's the noise? Everybody's saying, what are we going to do? We're going to open church, close church, do this. There's a noise going on. But guess what? I'm not discouraged about the noise, because it's part of God's plan to get us into that army that He wants to have. Give a God a shout tonight if you believe this. I prophesied there was a noise, and then it was a shaking. Everybody say shaking. God's been shaking the church since the church started. God says, I'll shake all nations, and the precious things are going to come forward. God's after the precious things in our life. Amen. Sometimes we ought to just lift our hands to God and say, God, thank you for shaking me. Thank you for shaking those things that have been hindering my faith all this time. Amen. And the bones came together. Everybody say, came together.
Came together.
Bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. I don't know about you, but I'm depending upon the Spirit of God like never before. I don't want to walk around with a body. I don't want to walk around just with my bones, but there's no Spirit of God upon me. I want to tell you how the revival is going to come. It's going to come because there's people that are hungering for more than a little tidbit on Sunday. You've got people that are hungering after revival. Oh God, thou knowest. Oh God, we have tried. Oh God, send the breath of God again. The breath of God to come against the gainsayers and the mockers and those that say, where is thy God? God, looking for a people tonight, a people that will answer the question, can these bones live? Oh Lord, thou knowest. Give them a shout something. Said, say to the winds, come from the four winds. What's he talking about? He's talking about the four winds that cover the earth. The whole earth. God's not just interested in Petersburg and America. He's interested in Africa and India and Europe and Italy. The four winds. Talking about the four spheres of the earth. Amen. Come and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and their breath came into them and they lived. Stood upon their feet in a sea great army. When you and I got born again, we were enlisted in the army of God. We weren't enlisted to go on a cruise ship in the spirit. We were enlisted to be part of an army. And an army conquers. An army takes land that the devil stole. An army endures hardness. An army keeps their heart right. An army made of soldiers treats every soldier with respect and with honor. Amen. And you know, the problem today, people fighting each other. Listen, God said, I'm going to send a move of my spirit that's going to melt the hearts of men. And men will weep for one another again. Give them a praise somewhere. Oh yeah. You see, Ezekiel was used by God to start a revival then. Excuse me. God wants to use the church to start a revival now. It's interesting. The dynamics of the intervention of God and the cooperation with man. tonight about this. My confession is how I answer God. God says, shall these bones live? How I confess what I speak. Let me tell you, it's either negative or positive. Faith building or fear mongering. He said, thou knowest, O Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the human bones provide six major functions in the body. The first one is support. The body has to be supported. How many know that the body of Christ has to be supported? Second thing, bones provide movement. You can't move with no bones. What does that do? Movement is to accomplish something. Another thing with the human bone is for protection, to face difficulty. Fourth thing, the production of blood cells that produce life. Your bones produce the red blood cells that produce life. No wonder Satan wants to make us dry, take our fire, because the red, the life that's in the blood is in the bones. And if we're just going through the Christian motions, churchianity, we are dry, and the devil knows it. But guess what? Those days are over, because he's being exposed for the thief that he is. Give God a praise, somebody here tonight. Another thing the bones do is the storage of ions, which is a resupply of minerals. The sixth thing is endocrine, which is regulation, which is hormones. They regulate the activities of the body. The bones have the hormones. That's one of those other areas of the body that have it, but the bones have their own that regulates activity. You ever hear the expression, on fire for God, dripping with the anointing? Huh. It's in the bones. It's in the understanding that Ezekiel got. Oh God, thou knowest. Oh God, this building can't give it to me. Oh God, the grass can't give it to me. Lord, my nice suit, my nice dress, all the program, thank God for it. Oh God, regulate the activities. I don't want to just do church work. I want to do the work of the church. Yeah. God regulates. God moves. God doesn't need 500 people here tonight to start a move of God. God doesn't need 1,000 people to start a move of God. God says if two or three of you gather together, if two or three are in agreement, God used one man to start a revival. And it goes back to what I'm confessing during the day.
Yes.
It's my answer. Oh, amen. Far too much of what we say is negative. Far too much of what we confess is critical. Far too much of what we say is complaining. You can't prophesy and proclaim complaining at the same time.
Amen.
Amen. We're waiting for God. God's waiting for us. Half of what we say, we should not say. Fill it with confession. Yeah. Fill it with proclamation. Speak over your children. Right. Speak over your husband. Speak over your wife. Speak over your city. If we would spend half the time speaking positive like Ezekiel and less time speaking things we ought not, my goodness, God would intervene. God would come. God would raise the dead. Who am I talking to tonight? I'm talking to me. Regulation of hormones. That step that you get. It's called a quickening. I know when I'm studying and in prayer and worshiping God, and all of a sudden the word comes, it's a quickening. It's a quickening, but it's not just for the preacher. We all need to be quickened. We all need to get out of the rut. We all need to get out of the same old. God never called you as a believer to do the same old, same old, same old. He's got new things. He's got great things. But he'll not do it unless I participate with him.
Amen.
We're waiting for God. God's waiting for us. How many, when you come to the house of God, as you come to the driveway, Lord, send the anointing this morning. Lord, I rebuke the demon spirits. Lord, I believe you're going to show up. God only comes to the level of our confession. The Bible says that he is what? He's the high priest of our confession. He's listening to what I say. Can these bones live? He already knew the answer. Of course they can live. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, there isn't. A man was guarding the gates when there was a famine in Ahab's day. And the prophet came and said, tomorrow at this time there's going to be so much food, it's going to go for almost nothing. Pennies on the dollar. And the captain says, if God would open up heaven, I don't believe it's going to happen. The prophet said, you ought not have said that. The next day, he was there when he announced that the people trod him and he died. There's a lot of things people ought not have said about the work of God. And there's a lot of things people should not have said about the men and women of God if they don't believe everything they believe. You see, we want God to move, but the holiness of God must come to the grace of God in every believer. God will not circumvent his power to us unless we line up with faith.
Amen.
Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Never think this is talking about the sinner only. I know many Christians, guess what? They dried up. They dried up. And it said something wrong because the spirit got broken. Now you and I are not going to go through life as believers without our spirit sometimes getting broken. You can be exhausted and break your spirit. Disappointment, grief, heartache. But we have a Savior that said, I'm going to lead you through that valley. And I'm going to bring you to green pastures and still waters, you see. Dries the bones. That's what arthritis is the drying of the bones. How about this? Proverbs 15:30. A good report makes the bones fat. Can I say something? Come to the place where you refuse to give anything but a good report. I'm going to say it again, y'all. We need to come to the place. Yes, there's bad reports everywhere. But what are you going to use your words for, Ezekiel? Are you going to concentrate on the dead or are you going to speak life in the midst of the dead? Good report makes your bones fat. A good report makes your spiritual life strong. Proverbs 14:30, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. It's time for envy and jealousy to leave the church. It's time for envy and jealousy to leave the body of Christ. You can't be Ezekiel and envy and jealous over someone else's calling or someone else's place in life. It ain't going to happen, you see. And God will put me in a wilderness and let me be there or on a shelf till I realize that he reigns in heaven. Hallelujah. All of us have to be careful because we don't realize we get down on Nebuchadnezzar, but hidden within it sometimes our issues and things from childhood, and we are envying people. And guess what? I don't want to eat grass for 7 years. I don't want to have to take that time from the dealings of God. I want to be able to start prophesying at this moment.
Amen.
Sound hearts, the life of the flesh. You know, we are living in times like Ezekiel. There's valleys. Valley multitudes in the valley of decision. Churches, what does Peter say? They have 170 churches everywhere. Most under 100 people. But when revival hits, they'll be filled. And it's not the heart of my Father that any should perish. It's not the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ that a few be saved. It's the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ to find an Ezekiel church with Ezekiel people that can answer the question, can these bones live? We cannot afford in this hour to have anything that divides us. Nothing. Nothing as a believer should divide another believer. We all have our opinions. We all have our rights. But when we come together, Paul said, when you come together, I hear there's divisions among you. Demons love division. Demons walk through dry places finding people that have not dealt with their strife issues. Always got to be right. Self-righteousness. And it holds the church in a dry state. We must get our confession lined up with God. What does God say? You want a good marriage? You don't need a marriage counselor. Change how you talk to each other. You want your children to serve God? Don't let them see you at home having a rage against each other. But let them see patience and kindness. Who am I talking to? You want the church of God to prosper? Then come in praising God. Come in with a song. Come in with a prayer. Come in believing that these bones shall live. And they will live. Because I know greater than my confession. I might think I'm a spiritual giant, etc. But I've got through Christ, who's the high priest of my confession, tells me where I really at, because my words have betrayed me. So if I'm going to be negative and critical and feel sorry for myself, la-da-da-la-da-dee, come on, that stuff we should have got rid of 20 years ago. Change your confession. I don't know any believer that doesn't need a little tweaking on their confession. I don't know any preacher. We all need to. And that's the test of my faith. You're not even saved until you confess. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said this to us. Speak to the mountain. You can start the song. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Say to the mountain, be thou removed. Speak to it, and speak to it, and speak to it. How many believe God called you into the kingdom for such an hour as this? Yes. That you just lift your hands and give him a praise. Amen. How many believe God's not done with it? Come on, stand up tonight. You're an Ezekiel. Watch your words. You're an Ezekiel. Start confessing. God has a place for you. Nobody can take it. Nobody can take your call. Nobody can take your destiny. Nobody can take this scripture from you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. I will bring your children from afar. Out of Egypt I have called my son. You've got to confess. Yes, in the valley where it's dark. It might seem like there's no light happening. But let me tell you this hour. Revival's not going to come just because we attend church. It's not going to come just because they have a nice building. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen when sinners enter this place. The word of the Lord is moving. The word of the Lord is powerful. The Spirit of God is moving, 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 moving. Can these bones live? Lord, you know. And my answer to that will determine just float into heaven. We take some sheaves with us. God is asking you tonight. He changed this message for you. God, this is a rhema from God for this church. Don't ever let familiarity steal the anointing. Don't ever let preconceived ideas. I'm not here to be a spiritual connoisseur whether this message is better than the other. I'm here to hear from God. And God's telling you it's not your lack of prayers. It's not your lack of worship. The confession needs to come. Life and death are what I say. The rudder can go into the storm, the rudder can take you out of the storm. How you think about someone else is so. How you treat somebody is more important whether you can preach or not. How you embrace unity and refuse to let offense to put a wall up between your brother and sister. Refuse it. Because I'll stand before God and give an account why I let division happen. I've never seen a nation so divided. And there's only one hope, and it's Christ. There's only one answer. It's revival in the church. Every time there was darkness in the world, God, oh, he said, amen, for revival to come through. How many here tonight want to be in Ezekiel? Want to be part of the solution? You believe that the answer is in God's heart, God's hand. But to start it, it's in my mouth. I must confess what he said. He said the glory of the latter house will be greater. Shall the plowman plow all day and hope? He said, there's coming a time when the plowman will overtake the reaper. In other words, there'll be so much harvest during that time to sow. And I want you to remember this, and I say this to myself all the time. One sows, one waters, but God gives the increase. If the increase is not coming, it's not because I've not sown and not watered. I've let my mouth, I said I've let my words hinder my faith. Friends, we can't allow that this hour. We all miss it. But when you miss it, get rid of the idle words. Ask the Holy Spirit to make you aware of negative thoughts. Let's be positive. Because God's promised us the victory. I said he's promised us the victory. But I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask some of you to come on down to the front. We're going to do some confessing. Yeah, we can stand apart. We can stand. Wait, somebody. Come on down. Let's have a movement of faith here. We're going to confess. If that's you, come on down. I'm ready to speak, Ezekiel. How many of some family members need to come in? How many have some things in your life? That's right. Come on down. We can spread out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, just lift up, lift your hands to Jesus tonight. Lift your hands to Jesus. Keep the music going. Lift your hands to Jesus tonight. This is a rhema word from God. God saying to these bones, live America. God saying to these bones, live church. God saying to the bones of your family and children, live again. God says, can I renew your strength like the eagles? Can the bones of the past, that seems like your anointing is dried up? It seems like things, can God do something through you? If God says, I'm yearning to do something through you. God says, I'm yearning to do something through you, church. And the Lord would say unto thee, this is the hour that the prophets prophesied about, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The Lord would say, if your words will line up with my spirit, then it will be like Ezekiel, the wind of God will blow. It will raise up the dry bones. It will cause that which you thought God has forgotten to come to pass. For God is looking for a people, saith the Lord, a people that will go beyond the veil, a people that will go to the very throne, and every night just confess how great I am, saith the Lord. God is looking for a people, not in the outer court, not in the holy place, but a people who will live in the Holy of Holies. The Lord says, without me you can do nothing. Without me you can't accomplish anything. I am the river of life. I am the door. I am the Bashanda Mori. I am the vine. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me shall never perish. The Lord says, I am the beginning of your faith, and I am the end of your faith. Alpha and Omega. And the Lord was saying, I've chosen this house, yea, not to be full of dry bones. I've chosen this house to be a place of healing, a place of revival. And the Lord said, tonight this is a starting place. There's a turning in the Spirit tonight. God says, get on board. God says, watch your confession. And God said, let me move through you. Give them a praise, somebody. Come on, give them a real prayer. Lift your hand and say, Father God, I confess tonight that I've not always used my confession for good. But tonight, forgive me, for I will watch over my words, and I will speak only what you have said. I will speak no evil. I will speak no strife. I will speak no judgment, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. I don't need comfort from being negative. I need a touch from lining up with your word. Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. We submit ourselves to thy Lord God. As a rock church of Petersburg, we don't want dryness. We don't want deadness. We don't want formality. We want your spirit. Joy, joy unspeakable. Full of glory that brings the presence of God. That brings salvation to this house. No more unfruitfulness. We've sown, we've watered, but God, thou knowest. Only you can give the increase. Give him a praise, somebody. Come on, give him a shout, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you're in your car and someone cuts you off, don't complain. When you're at home and your wife or husband irritates you, be patient and loving. Listen, we think we're only spiritual here. We're spiritual at home. You're spiritual everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. Amen. How many know we have a little work to do? Glory to God. Listen, we judge no man. We judge no situation. Thou knowest, O God. I'm not the judge. I'm not the jury. We gotta stop giving our opinions what we think this person ought to do in the church or in the world. Listen. God said I don't like that. Quit sizing people up. Size up yourself. I size up myself. Hell, are you speaking what you should? Hell, are you being patient and kind to your wife? Bill, don't size nobody. Start confessing. Start speaking. Come through in that highway to church. Get your confession. I don't want to go to a funeral home. I don't want to go where there's mannequins. I want the Spirit of God to take us to the next level. Something is happening in this place. So God changed my message. This is a rhema from God. God said, can these bones live? He said, it ain't up to me. It's up to you. You can have a nice little church, and y'all just die and go to heaven. The thousands of people that could have come. God raises up somebody from a bar, saves and says, where are you going? 2 years and 10,000 people. You see, John Knox, when he was passing Scotland, the state of Scotland was like today, was horrible. Open prostitution, I can't describe it. He rose by Scotland. He didn't pray a nice little prayer, sounds cute to God. He said, God, give me Scotland, lest I die. In other words, if I can't see revival in Scotland, I want to die. I don't want to be here. You see, we think we've come to a place of desperation in our prayer, but God's taking us to another level. God, give me peace. God, quicken the pastor so they can do their work. God, quicken my brother and sister in the church. I know that's hurting. No, we're not commanding God. We're being bold with our confession. You see, get these bones live. It's up to us. I said it's up to us. I believe tonight we touch them. How many agree with that? How many believe tonight something happened? A thousand times you can say something, but you decide not. A thousand times it seems reasonable to say something sharp or critical, but you'll never be an Ezekiel. Ezekiel went through a purging process. And that's what God's doing with us. Last year, if anybody wanted to complain, it was last year. And we all did. And we all did. No more. Unbelievable. This house and for you. We see our best days. Best days. We have a destiny, we have a purpose. If these bones live, yes they did. And they're gonna live. You know why they're gonna live? Because Father God. Get in prayer as to hear God. Don't just wait to hear God from the preacher. That's secondary. You should be hearing God for yourself. God doesn't make you dependent on the preacher. It's not my job. I want to encourage you not only to have a faith confession, have a personal prayer time with God. You're not going to get out from being dry if you ignore the Lord. Do things God doesn't like, to be ignored and to be forgotten. All that He's done for us, you can't find a few minutes of time. So you can be in the car. You walk here afterwards. You'll find out the more you pray, the more you want to pray. You'll find out that our life is to go from prayer place to prayer place. You'll find out that God does nothing if we don't pray. Love the worship movement, still got to pray. Love the faith preaching, still got to pray. The prayer isn't telling God what to do. Prayer is saying, Lord, here I am. I'll be searching and know. And Lord, my heart is to know your ways. We're either going to be in Ezekiel Church. I don't want the Spirit of God to say, well, you've had a certain amount of time to get rid of the old, build on it. What are we going to do? I believe tonight there's enough people here start this revival, this reformation. Are you with me tonight? Give God a praise, would you?